Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Brighton Open Air Theatre, BOAT for short, opens its gates for the Brighton Festival and Fringe with a programme of events for the whole family and their dogs. This unique performance space in Dyke Road Park opened in 2015, and this year it's set to host 100 events over the festival and then through to the summer. And if you went to Laurie Anderson's Music for Dogs last year, then you'll have a flavour of what to expect. I went up there to find out what there is this year in the venue to look forward to.
Hi, I'm Simon Evans. I'm the new patron of the Brighton Open Air Theatre, which is where we are this fine afternoon, ready to launch the 2017 season.
Now, for people who haven't actually been here, give us a flavour of what it's like.
The theatre itself is, as it sounds, is a sort of rudimentary version of a magnificent Roman amphitheatre. There is seating on a raked style. It might look like old oak railway sleepers, which have been fashioned into bench-like shapes. We have a large concrete baffle, which acts as an acoustic reflective surface, but also protects the audience from the wind. And there is a large sort of oval shape, which is the performance area, which can be adapted, as all stages can, to various sorts of performance.
Now, of course, as the name suggests, it's open air.
It is open air, yes, entirely open air, although audiences are encouraged to bring headgear or even umbrellas if they think it might be inclement. But so far, I think I'm right in saying this, so far, very few performances have been seriously interrupted by bad weather. You'd be surprised, despite the British obsession with it looking like rain at any given moment.
It is today.
Yes, we do actually tend to keep dry. It's mainly a question of just, remaining optimistic and putting your best foot forward.
Hi, I'm Anne-Marie, and I'm the Brighton Open Air Theatre Manager. We've got over 100 different performances and 40 companies, a mixture of local, international, national, professional, amateur, schools, and internationally renowned and everything in between.
So shows taking place this year in both the festival and the Fringe?
Yeah, we've got just the same as last year. We've got shows that are featuring in the Fringe and in the International Festival, which is great for us. And also lots of shows throughout the season. So we're not just open for May. We're open from the beginning of May right through to the end of September. So that takes us beyond the festival period. And yeah, loads and loads of stuff going on.
Anything you're especially looking forward to yourself?
Okay, so we have got one show which I think is going to be a bit of a showstopper. We had a show last year which was Concert for Dogs, which was Laurie Anderson.
Oh, yes.
We've taken that idea and we've kind of developed it. So I think we're doing the first ever stand-up comedy show for an audience who can bring their dogs to come and watch comedians, hosted by Simon here, who are performing also with their dogs. So it could be bedlam, it could be mayhem, but I think it promises to be one of the funnest evenings of the year.
Yes, dog-servational comedy. There's going to be a lot of that. I think it will be interesting because the interesting thing with stand-up comedy traditionally, which is what I do, I'm a stand-up comedian, have been for about 20 years, and people always say, when you tell me, oh, how do you deal with hecklers? And you say, well, to be honest, heckling is a bit of a dying art, really. You don't very often get heckled in comedy clubs, and when you do, it's usually something incoherent, monosyllabic, drunk, and unrepeatable. But traditionally, I always thought heckling was an important part of stand-up comedy because it introduces the element of the unknown. So that's what we're doing with the dogs. We're bringing back the capacity for chaos.
Absolutely.
The agents of anarchy will be present on the actual the apron of the stage as well as on in the stalls. And I'm really looking forward to the idea that it could all really kick off. I think that'd be amazing. But if it doesn't, of course, if all the dogs are well-behaved, we have got a series of well-established professional comedians who are able to make it entertaining regardless of whether the dogs provide any input or not as such.
It is one of Brighton's most unusual performance spaces. What's magical and special about it for you?
I mean, I think everyone agrees, from educationalists to parents to, just people in the pub. We don't get out indoors enough, We just remain in various little closed environments, observing things through screens of various dimensions. And there's just nothing quite like feeling, wind, rain, fresh air and planes going overhead and the distant sound of children.
We've had shooting stars.
Yeah.
We've had shooting stars. stars at shows. We've had fireworks going off in the distance. You know, it can be amazing watching a show here. It is so different from anywhere else. It's, you know, it's really special. And also what's very, very special is that our audiences can bring their own picnics. They can bring their food, their drink. It's a really affordable night and or day out for the whole family as well. And I think that's what makes it very, very special, is that real sense of community that you get when you come here. Very, very inclusive.
That's Anne-Marie Williams and Simon Evans at Brighton Open Air Theatre. And you can see Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors there from Friday the 25th through to Saturday the 27th of May, including Friday and Saturday lunchtime performances. So take a picnic and sunblock and an umbrella, because you never know what might happen. And while that was on, Rebecca Sandlers and I, we had a terrible admission that we've not actually seen anything
never
there.
Been, no.
But fortunately, we are joined in the studio by Al from Albion Raw, who chipped in and said, I've been there. So it's like, right, let's find out.
What's it like?
It's actually a very fabulous setting. If you go there of an evening and the sun's setting, it's a very idyllic setting. It's beautifully laid out. It's in a kind of a horseshoe shape. Yeah, you're right. There's kind of grassed block terracing, so there's plenty of room to take your picnic and your champagne and generally be sort of all...
Oh, we can tell what kind of picnics you have.
Absolutely. Well, Carver,
they do
I'm
now.
Not posh.
Albion fans do now. That's the kind of picnics they've been having recently.
Yes, they tend to get sprayed around rather than drunk. But yeah, the only downside I'd ever say to it, it's probably not far enough away from Dyke Road. It's about 100 yards away from Dyke Road. And every now and again, you get a motorbike herring past. But apart from that, it's a beautiful setting. They've got the acoustic wall there so you can hear the actors clearly. I've seen Much Ado About Nothing. Mm-hmm. I think that was the Brighton Shakespeare Company. I've seen a solo show called The Marlowe Papers. And I've also seen the Brighton Beach Boys there, and they're actually doing, of all things, a Bowie tribute, which is obviously what the Brighton Beach Boys would do. But as a space, it's wonderful. Highly recommended. It's a real asset to the city, a real sort of positive thing that, you know, hashtag only in Brighton. It's a wonderful place. And if you do get an opportunity to go, do go, because it's fabulous.
Thank you very much. And are you celebrating the Albion going up in style then?
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
Yeah, the last few days have been a blur.
Okay, well, and Albion Raw, of course, Saturdays
midday.
And midday, yeah. Yep. So all the football
that's
talk.
That's the last one of the season coming up this weekend, so thanks to everyone who's listened.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Al, and well done to the Albion.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.